And we're gone. That's it, folks. All radio broadcasts across America have ceased. So, Professor, care to tell my tape the reason behind National Radio Silence Day?
Well, today the planet Mars is at its closest point to the Earth for centuries. By turning off all other signals, we may be able to pick up any radio waves coming from the red planet. If there really is life on Mars, then the 21st of August, 1924, is the day we'll hear it.
On this wireless here?
It's more than just a radio.
Sure it is. No green men so far, though, eh?
No, but the day has just started.
Say, can you hear that?
No. Yes. Good Lord.
Something else. Something's coming through. A voice?
Oh. I'm on a prow. The prow of a barge. A barge sailing through the sky.
Whoa, what the hell is this doing here?
Excuse me. I think you'll find you're lying in my spot.
Sorry, yeah,
please, sorry. Get out of my way.
Yes, sorry, wait. Why do you want to stand on the prow of a barge hundreds of feet off the ground?
Because it's my barge, and I love this bit.
I am king of the world! King of the world!
We're docking with that obelisk.
As you do.
Look, who are you?
Why, I'm Pharaoh of Upper and Lower Egypt, the King Hatshepsut.
Ah, haven't they spotted you're not a man?
Well, they may have done. Now then, let me see, stranger from the skies, who are you?
Well, you see...
Wait, I've got it written down on a papyrus. Where is it? Oh, slave, come here. No, wait, here it is. Dorothy McShane?
No.
Sarah Jane Smith?
No.
The Countess Roskova?
Professor Bernie Summerfield.
Ah, yes. Here you are, on the back.
Oh, but...
Excuse me. My people, I have returned in glory from the visit to the mystical land of Punt beyond the stars. I bring many wonderful things, including standing next to me, a goddess. Everyone, the goddess Hathor, the god of hope and beer.
What? Fair enough. Hello, Egypt! Now, wait, can I just ask...
We're going to have a party!
So, I'm in ancient Egypt.
Not so much of the ancient.
And you're expecting me?
Don't you want to know about the party? I know I do. Utterly famished.
But...
You really don't like being on the back foot, do you?
No, not much, you see.
Good. My people! Oh, I've missed you all! And I know you've missed me! Right then, let's get drunk!
Hey, listen...
I've been gasping for a drink since Jupiter. Here, chat to this handsome young man. I'm his wicked stepmother. Tutmosis.
How was your trip? This is the goddess Hathor, I presume.
Call me Benny.
Prince Tutmosis. Call me Tut.
Really?
And I'll have you beheaded. Come, let's find you a drink.
Oh, hello, booze.
Let's drink to you.
Here's to me.
It's good to have a goddess here. Not everyone approves of... Well, you know, she's done a great job, an age of prosperity and peace, but still.
A female pharaoh?
Quite. Some still don't like it. But now we've got a goddess. That means heaven approves.
Yeah, but shouldn't you be king? I mean...
Oh, well, I was pharaoh for a bit when I was 5. Courtiers circling around me, vultures around a baby. Your Majesty, you should do this. Your Majesty, you should invade that. So, no. Hatshepsut stepped in. She's done jolly well for a...
mere woman?
And, well, I'd far rather inherit a strong, rich kingdom than... Well, you know.
The reign of Hatshepsut, eh? Something's wrong here.
Too many stuffy old men who don't like change.
No, the flying barge.
The ship of a billion years. How else are we supposed to trade with the stars?
Right, that'll be it. You're not really supposed to have spaceships, you know.
Aren't we? Says who? We really should bring that up with our chief advisor. Oh, there he is. Come, I'll introduce you. May I cut in?
Yes, Your Majesty.
The goddess Hathor, Benny. May I introduce you to Senemut, chief advisor and architect to the pharaoh Hatshepsut.
Hello.
Doctor? What the hell are you doing here?
Enjoying the party?
Well, Your Majesty, this is not quite how I read about it.
Oh, I'm in the history books. Splendid. Oh, I love to look out at the night sky.
At your flying barge tied up to its obelisk.
Marvellous, isn't it? I'm used to ruling the world, but I'm the very first pharaoh to rule the skies. Ever been to Punt?
No. Can I ask you about your advisor, Senemut?
He prefers to be called Doctor.
I bet he does.
I've given my architect so many titles, but that's the one he prefers.
I'd love to have a chat with him, but he's avoiding me.
A man avoiding a goddess, you say? He must have a guilty conscience. Or perhaps he's very busy. He gave me the sky barge.
I'm sure he did.
With it, I voyaged to the land of Punt, a land among the heavens. A wonderful place, and... Have you ever seen our world from above? Oh, a magnificent sight. It is humbling to rule all of it.
You rule the whole world?
Oh, all the bits that matter. We're sort of at war with the other parts, but only enough to keep them busy. Well, you know how it is. Leaving me to get on with my great project.
And everyone is fine with you being king?
Well, I do think they'd have preferred a man. But when my husband died, well, there was no proper heir. Simply Tutmosis, sired by a palace concubine. She was such a fat little thing, always crying. We called her Isis.
Isis?
And the boy really was too young. So I got to work. At first, I just wanted to put my husband's affairs in order. Then, when Senemut arrived, I realized I could do something greater. Dr. Senemut and I are building a civilization that will last forever. A legacy Tutmosis can be proud of.
About Dr. Senemut.
Oh, in a minute. I'm terribly drunk, you know. I really must go and find a servant to throw up on. Excuse me.
This whole place is mad. Doctor, what are you up to?
There she goes. The goddess Hathor.
Interesting, isn't she, my lord?
Not here. Kimoze, do you fancy a walk in the desert? I need to clear my head.
Well, I don't. I'm taking some booze with me. If we're plotting against goddesses, I'm going to need to be very, very drunk.
Oof, it's cold
tonight.
Would my lord like my cloak?
Oh, don't.
Anything my lord desires is his. Apart from my wine. Come, let's sit here. This dune is far enough from eavesdroppers.
It's a nice evening.
Yes, a fine evening.
The new goddess, Hathor, Benny.
Yes?
Know anything about her?
No more than my lord. The Pharaoh seems interested in her. An attractive woman.
Oh, no, don't you dare.
My lord is not yet married. Why not a goddess?
Give me that wineskin. You've had enough.
No.
I apologize if I interrupt.
My lord, a bandit.
Oh, fear me not. I am but a weak old man. I mean you no harm, prince.
How do you know me?
Or even the starving old men of the desert know that you are Tutmosis, who by rights should rule the two lands.
Old beggar, did you come to talk treason to me? No one loves the king more than I.
But of course, you are a loyal son. But please, humor an old man. Answer but one question. I claim the right of he who rules the desert.
Him?
The very same.
Very well.
Do you, my lord, never want to be king?
Snake energy. Once the eye is in place, three broken reeds.
Doctor?
Oh, not now, thank you. I'm busy.
So you're alive, then? No word of explanation? You just died. Oh, don't worry, Benny, I'll be fine. You just crumbled away to dust. How could you?
What?
Didn't you think I might, just might, be a little upset?
I'm sorry, do I know you? What are you talking about?
And now you're asking me the inane questions. Doctor, it's me. It's Benny.
Benny? Oh, yes, the goddess Hathor. How can I help?
What is this? Don't you remember? How come your girlfriend has a better idea of who I am than you do?
My girlfriend? Oh, the king. Well, I've been here so long. Look, it's a little complicated.
So it is you. But what is it? Have you lost your memory?
Ah, no. Just lent it out. I need the room.
What?
Look, I'm extremely busy. I have a lot of complicated muttering to do, and I don't have time for chit-chat with minor deities.
So you're not concerned about dying?
Isn't everyone?
Oh, listen, before I fell through time, I saw you
die. Ah, you fell through time.
Yes, I fell through time to here. I don't know how.
Then the circle is nearly complete. The stones are falling into place. So much still to be done.
What are you saying?
Wait! The energy at the horizon.
Doctor!
Shh! I'm carrying out complicated calculations in my head, and you're just still talking.
I thought you'd be pleased to see me.
Of course I am. This is a focal point. If you're here, that means the Eye of Horus Braccio.
Oh, sir, that's it. You don't care about me. You just want the Eye of Horus.
It's vitally important, Bernie. Have you got it?
Yes, I have. And no, you can't have it. Not until I trust you.
Do you know who I am?
Yes. You're someone I care about. You're also the most infuriating man I've ever met. You're the doctor, and you're going to tell me what's going on.
Listen to me. As well as a doctor, I am director of the Great Lands, a royal scholar, keeper of the jewels, architect of public works, lord of the chamber of the outer world, the king's official and only friend. And I'm in charge of the cattle. Names are important here. So, if I ask you for something, then you give it to me. Give me the Eye of Horus.
You don't know me at all. See you around, Doctor.
Come back! Infuriating woman. Whoever she was. Wish I could remember. Hathor? Likes cats and lost causes? She'll come round. So, by placing the eye into the...
Old man, you ask if I want to be king.
I do. Shouldn't every man want to be?
I haven't time for schoolboys' exercises. I'm drunk, I'm tired, and I was out for a stroll with my friend. Camose?
My lord?
Stop snoring and make a note of this man's name. We'll have you, oh, I don't know, slain tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. With a sword?
Or an axe?
Aye. Your name, old man?
I am the voice of the desert, the breath of this sand.
Your name, sir?
No,
your name.
Not now.
You asked my name? I am Sutekh, protector of Ra, slayer of Osiris, imprisoner of Isis.
You're kidding. You're senile.
Come away.
I have wandered these sands for many years, my lord, looking to meet such a one as you, a king. I come to you in this weak, decaying body to ask you a simple request.
I am no king, my lord, and only kings may trade with God.
True.
May I then ask that we postpone this conversation? In a few months, the pharaoh will complete her great work and pass on her kingdom to me.
Indeed.
She wishes to finish her obelisks. They will usher in an age of peace.
They will. But my request is simple. I require entrance to the palace. Under sacred laws, no god can come into the palace unless invited.
By a king, yes. And as I've said, my lord Sutekh, until I am king...
Look at this body. It does not have time. Invite me into the palace tomorrow, when you are king.
You want me to overthrow my mother simply so that you can visit the palace? But one day, I shall rule these lands. And I will rule them knowing that I can look every man in the eye. I will have acquired this great kingdom through honesty and right, not the sword and darkness. I will not betray my stepmother. She has treated me with honor.
Emperor's chariot rises into the sky, so I shall head back into the desert. I will see you here again tomorrow night when you become king.
I shan't come back.
You will. Tell me, do you love your mother?
Yes, more than anything in the world.
She plots against you. The signs will be revealed to you.
No, there's no truth to what you say.
Good night, my king.
Oh, idiot. Of course you're the doctor from before you died. Somehow the eye brought us both here. Oh, what are you up to, you selfish
Sorry?
Your Majesty, forgive me. I was arguing with an old friend.
I see no one.
I like to rehearse my arguments with him, in case for once I get to win.
I see. You're up early.
And you've been out late.
Is it not what wild young princes are supposed to do?
True. It's a lovely morning. Please start building early.
Of course. Before the heat of the day. And there's so much to be done, the great project.
Well, those obelisks certainly are impressive.
You should see those in the Temple of Jezejezeru. Many say it's my mother's finest achievement.
You don't sound convinced.
It's big.
Oh, she wants to make a name for herself. Kings do.
You think so?
Oh, yes. Speaking as the goddess Hathor...
Of course.
We've heard of her, even in heaven.
And what do they say in heaven of Prince Tutmosis?
Look, you know I'm not really a god, don't you?
You are if you say you are. We Egyptians are used to people coming from the skies and claiming to be gods. They've nurtured and guided us, chosen our rulers. If a god tells you you will be king, then so mote it be. I'm simply curious what you know about me.
Oh, wonderful things, but I can't tell you your future.
Gods normally do. Unless they haven't heard of me in the skies, have they?
Oh, it's not like that.
Am I not handsome enough?
What?
And
well,
strong.
Yes. Well, obviously, but...
And my father was a great pharaoh. As was his father. I come from a strong line of rulers.
I'm sure of that. I don't see
and any... And yet you come from the heavens to my stepmother.
She's a fascinating woman. One worth visiting. That doesn't mean you won't be as well.
Oh, you do know something about me.
A little.
So I must become king. Tell me about it. When does she hand over to me?
I can't.
So I don't become king?
No, more like, if I told you, then you might not.
Oh, I have no time for Sphinx riddles. I'm tired. I bid you good day.
Someone's in a bad mood.
My lord, should not the prince be here?
The prince, general? Why, pray tell?
Because we are discussing important troop manoeuvres and the prince... I mean, I thought you said he was in control of the army.
I did, and he will be, but not today. While you were out fighting Nubian vandals, we were having a bit of a party. Sorry. And I'm afraid dear Tut got a little carried away. So, no army for him today.
My stepmother. Good day, my lords.
Your Highness.
Darling, how's your head? Mine is wretched.
I hope you were all well. I have been hunting. What brings my generals here?
Nothing you need worry yourself about. A few rebels in the wastelands.
The desert? Really? I was out there last night with Kamoze.
My lord, it is dangerous. Did you see anything?
No. No one. Good day, all.
Farewell, day. My lord. Farewell.
Oh, dear me. Ruling is so complicated, generals. Tutmosis is so young. When he takes over, I want him to have a good name with the Nubians. Let them think what they like of me, but not him. Not my son.
I am an old man sitting in the sand. I have spent so much of my life sitting still, waiting out eternity. Time drifting past like dust. And I am bored. But soon that shall pass. This body decays already. Its end draws near. It does not deserve to hold my spirit. These insects are so simple to hold in one's hand and tear apart. Such destruction, even of these tiny lives, feels good. Already I can feel it. The reign of the Pharaoh comes to a close. And once more, Sutekh shall rule.
Doctor? What are you looking at?
Oh, just some graffiti. See, they've got my head completely wrong.
And they've given me those. When I find the workman responsible, I don't know whether to behead him or give him a pay rise.
If there's one thing that's worse than being talked about, it's not being talked about.
What makes me so cross? All that we're doing here together. We're building something that will last forever. And all they can do is paint me as some lovesick queen enslaved to her counsellor.
Humans are so reductive.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Isn't it?
The very idea that you would...
Oh, absolutely.
After all the time we've spent together. Over the years. Anyway, we can wait a little longer.
Quiet. You know, there's something slightly wrong in the alignment of that obelisk. See? If you squint.
It seems fine to me.
Everything has to be absolutely right. We're so nearly finished. One more day and then...
Eternal peace.
That woman, Benny, yes. She brought the Eye of Horus with her. But she wouldn't give it to me. I demanded and she refused.
No, you really know nothing about women.
You think she'd see? I mean, it was important. I mean, simply because I told her. I mean, isn't my word enough?
On behalf of my sex, I should, right here and now, give you a piece of my mind.
Oh, don't do that. Not yet.
Oh, I have the same problem with Tutmosis. He's getting restless.
Really? You know what might be good for him? Certainly was for me at his age. Send him away on a trip.
To Prunt? Not a bad idea.
Oh, idiots!
Sir, they plot to send me away.
Ah, Tutmosis, there you are. What are you doing skulking behind the pillar?
Eavesdropping on affairs of state. It's the only way I get to know what's really going on.
Yeah, tell me about it. Look, I'm sorry about earlier.
Earlier?
I think I made a bit of a mess of things. Thing is, it's all so complicated.
What is?
Well, imagine you have a friend who you know is going to die.
Die?
Yeah, and this friend, well, you've tried to tell him. You're not supposed to, but you just can't help dropping hints. Everything short of running up and down, banging a saucepan and saying, you're going to die because you don't want them to. And yet they're not listening. Is that fate? Is there no escaping it?
You're the goddess. You're supposed to know. Why are you telling me this?
Because I wanted you to know why I felt so distracted. Helpless and... because I can't think of what else to do.
Then I'm sure that your friend will be very grateful for the warning and will heed it.
Oh, I wish I could believe you. This friend of mine, well, he's terrible at taking advice.
I assure you he's not.
Maybe you know better than I do.
Perhaps I do.
Anyway, thanks for listening. I've got a lot of thinking to do.
I didn't believe what the old man said was possible. They say Sutek is the great deceiver, yet here you are from the stars, reluctant to tell me my fate. I've heard enough. Tutmosis is no deaf fool. A true king listens. Thank you for the warning, Kenny.
I can't believe you came back here! On a night like this!
Tomoza, ignore the sandstorm. He'll be here.
Oh, buried up to his neck in sand, no doubt. I can't see my own hands in front of my face.
What's that?
What's what?
So, you came.
You again? What happened to the storm?
Am I not Lord of the Dust? Such simple stuff, it is almost beneath me to control.
My lord... Kneel, Camose.
My lord.
You have returned. You have heeded my advice, my king.
I have. You don't look well.
This body is not what I hoped for. It does not matter. What have you learned?
My mother conspires with the generals. She plots to send me away and have me killed.
What? No, there must be some mistake.
Silence, insect. You have listened well.
I have learned that I cannot trust those I hold close to me.
I can teach you more if you wish. Make you king.
I wish it.
Oh, but my lord...
Very well. But every tutor has his fee.
Name it.
A sacrifice.
A thousand cattle shall be slaughtered in your name. Altars shall be set up to you, their stones steeped in blood.
I require but a single life.
So cheap.
Indeed. A human. A mere trifle. I would have the life of Camose.
What?
No.
Oh, do you disobey me? After all your promises? Oh, you are like all weak rulers.
No,
it's a pity to never be king.
My lord, please, my lord, I beg
Very
you.
Very well. Take him.
Camose, approach me. Approach the Lord of the Desert.
I'm innocent. I have done nothing.
If so, you are an ideal sacrifice. Look at the sand, for soon you shall become it. See what rises from it, released from ancient graves.
Golden scarabs. Hundreds of them there, moving.
My creatures. Come, Camose, step closer to me.
No, I beg you.
It is my embrace, that of the scarabs. I would have you serve me before you die.
I shall not serve you. I serve only one man, and that is my master, Tutmosis.
So be it.
I'm sorry, it is the will of Suta.
My lord! How could you do this to me?
I do not tell you. See my scars devour. Find it good.
No.
What king is afraid of death?
Why had he to die?
He plotted against you. Reported your every move to the king.
I can't believe it.
We are constantly betrayed by those closest to us. Horus, Isis, and Osiris. They all turned on me, and I made them pay. See, my creatures, see how efficient they are. How they've already stripped the flesh from the bones. They're an almighty force, are they not? And now, my king, they are yours to command.
Yes. Thank you, Great One.
Tell me, my lord, whom do you love now?
Sutek. I love Sutek.
Good. Return to your palace, where I shall call on you tonight to crown you king of the world.
There's a storm out in the desert, coming towards us.
Do you often walk out here at night?
Among my obelisks? Why not? Oh, they're marvellous, aren't they?
But what are they for?
The question every artist dreads. You should ask the doctor.
He's not being very forthcoming, Your Majesty.
No genius ever is. Perhaps you should, I don't know, give him a gift. People do like a gift.
Oh, no, he's got to you.
He may have done. Tell me, what is this Eye of Horus? What's it for?
The question every artist dreads. You
should ask the doctor. He's not told me. We've worked together for so many years, and yet I feel as though I don't know him.
Snap. He's one of my oldest friends. And yet...
And yet, quite. When I first took the throne, I must admit, I didn't know what to do. And then he came to me, from out of the desert. A funny little man who changed my world. He stopped wars, ended the famine, and he started building such wonderful things.
And gave you a flying ship.
It was a relic. A chariot of the gods they left behind. He made it fly.
But why?
So we could reach the fabled land of Punt. My predecessors all claimed to have traded with it, yet no one could find it on the map. Dr. Senenmut showed me it was a land beyond the stars, an Osirian colony. Its people had fallen back into simpler ways, but they welcomed me with open arms. We trade spices with them. They have made wealth flow through my hands, and they also have some technology which my doctor needs.
Does he know?
For my obelisks. To shape these monuments to survive eternity, so that my name will live on in a field of eternal peace. Oh, I do hope so. Well, not just for my sake, but for Tutmosis. I want him to be proud of me. But then again, sons do find their mothers so embarrassing.
I'm sure he cares about you very much. You know I have the Eye of Horus on me, don't you? Yet you haven't tried to take it from me.
Well, you're my guest. That would be wrong. This palace has seen so much betrayal. Anyway, you can give it to me as a wedding present.
Yeah, you're getting married. Congratulations. So who's going to be the lucky queen?
Doctor!
Beatrice, isn't it? People usually knock, even goddesses.
You're marrying the pharaoh!
Your congratulations could have waited until the morning. As you can see, I'm busy.
You manipulative monster! I don't know what you're playing at, but this has gone too far. You pretend not to know me.
It's not that. I told you, I need the space in my brain.
Don't care. Fine. It's the Pharaoh. She's who really matters. You turn up from nowhere and you do that act.
What act?
The bumbling charmer who saves her kingdom, dazzling her with temples and pillars and flying barges, and you don't get it, do you?
Get what? My work here is important.
Oh, you don't get that people care about you. You don't mean to do it, but you make them care about you so much. And you don't notice. We're like a charming little flea circus to you. But really, Doctor, this time you've gone too far. You don't know what's at stake. You build an obelisk to a woman and think she won't fall in love with you.
Several obelisks. Very nice one.
Yeah, that's not important.
Actually, they're very
important. No. Look, forget about the obelisks. You're marrying her.
It made getting building supplies easier.
Ugh!
And she is a wonderful woman.
But do you love her?
Some humans are wonderful. A woman who turns back a tide that has flowed for generations. Who rules with kindness when all about is cruelty. Who loves the stepson she should have strangled. But brings peace to the world. Who wouldn't build monuments to her?
Oh, my God. You actually...
It's complicated.
It always is with you. But you know what happens. It's history. There's no chance that what happens to a kingdom of eternal peace could have slipped your jumbled mind, is there?
No.
Her name's wiped from the slate. Her achievements are scattered to the winds, and yet you're happy to sit around playing happy pharaohs with her.
Perhaps I've always liked lost causes.
Oh, Doctor. Well, I suppose I'm not meant to have heard that.
Revered Pharaoh, I hope it's not too late to talk with you.
Yes.
Mum? Are you all right?
Yes, perfectly. Just tired. How has your day been? Been out half the night raising Anubis with Camose, have you? You two should watch out. Where is he? Throwing up into a plant pot, no doubt.
Were you up waiting for him? He will not speak to you tonight.
He's a bad influence on you. As your mother, I really should... But I'm not your mother. You shouldn't listen to me.
No.
I have tried my best. But I find myself wondering... You will rule well, won't you? When I'm gone.
It shall be my chief duty to obey all the rules of good governance.
I was afraid that was the answer you would give me.
I... do not understand you.
Have you ever? Has anyone?
When I am Pharaoh, I shall deal fairly with my people as with my family. I shall not plot against them. I shall not turn friend against friend. I shall not deal in darkness when I can rule in light. I shall not plan the deaths of those I should hold dear.
That is all I could have hoped. And yet, well, at least I taught you something.
You taught me. Yes, I suppose you have, in a way.
What? Is everything all right?
Your Majesty, there is a stranger at the gates of the palace. He formally asks admittance.
No, not tonight.
Mother, you're tired. I'll go speak with him.
There he is, sir, down there. Strange old man. There's something about him.
Trust me, men, I know how to deal with him. Stranger, state your business.
I have come from the Red Lands, from the dust and the darkness. I crave an audience with the true king of the upper and lower realm.
State his titles in full, that I may know of who you speak.
Hail to the Horus. The mighty bull of justice, the lawmaker.
I wished to rule forever. I knew I couldn't, but I wished it.
I'm sorry.
The pacifier, the strong arm of smiting. wearer of crowns?
I don't know what the Doctor's plan is. He's an idiot.
And I am weak and powerless.
Son of the Sun, the Lord of Truth, the Peace of Armon.
Wiped from history? I'm not sure. I'm not sure I can bear to be forgotten.
He who shall live forever, the Lord of Heaven, Men-Heparah, Pharaoh.
You speak well, old man. I am he you seek.
Then pray open the gates and admit me, for I wish to confer another title on you.
Guards, admit him.
What's going on? Tart, what's going on?
Don't call me that name. Grab her.
Oh, let me go, let me go! Who's outside? What are you doing? Your mother needs
she
you.
She is not my mother.
I still desire admittance.
Oh, no. Not him. You can't. What have you done, you idiot?
Silence her. She blasphemes against the king. Admit him. I, King Tutmosis, command thee. Open the gates! Stranger, you may enter. You spoke of an additional title you wish to confer on me.
You are the chosen one of Sutekh.
What? No! Do not stand against them. Obey me. Do not run.
Oh, it's you. The very last person I wanted to see.
I feel I owe you an explanation.
Your Majesty.
You see, it's complicated, but what I mean is...
Your... Majesty.
What?
My title is Your Majesty. You will address me as such.
Oh, I don't think I'll start that now. You see, what I have to tell you is that...
In this land, names are all important. I suggest you learn that. I am the Pharaoh Hatshepsut.
What a mouthful. Let's not let names get between us. Now, listen to me.
My title means I don't have to.
Now, you're just being childish.
Do you know what children do? When they're tired of a game, they sweep it away.
I don't have time for parables. Look, I'm just trying to make you see reason.
Oh, sorry. That was the word I was expecting to hear.
Oh, all right, if you insist. Sorry.
A pharaoh is good at giving orders. I have ordered my workmen to go out tomorrow and dismantle the obelisks.
What? You can't. My work?
Your work? Oh, I'm so tired of this game.
Now listen to me, you stupid human.
Never again. Goodbye, Doctor. What's that?
Such hunger. I find it good.
In the name of the Pharaoh, what is going on here? I repeat, what is going on here? Guards, defend yourselves against those creatures.
Don't listen to her.
What? Tutmosis? Who are you, old man? Stop this slaughter. I am the king of Egypt.
Silence. You are king of nothing.
How dare you? Guards, arrest him. You heard me.
It would appear that no one hears your voice. Let us see. What can you command? Ah, yes. My scarabs. Devour her.
You think I'm afraid of insects? Who are you to threaten me?
I am but one of the legion who no longer heeds your voice. See if you can call off my scarabs before they strip the flesh from your screaming carcass.
I may as well shout at flies.
You will not even try? They draw so close.
No! No!
Stop! Stop this!
Ah, there speaks the voice of a king. See him? My scarabs obey the true king.
Tutmosis, you betrayed me to this creature?
This creature? Do you know who I am? Look at me, and you will see the darkness, the silence, the despair. Beneath my gaze, creation falls to dust.
No! My son! No! What have you done?
Tutmosis, tell this creature who you serve.
I am the loyal servant of Sutekh.
Wait. I sense an alien mind, one that tries to cloak itself from me. It is here. Wait, I have tasted it before. The doctor. Where is the doctor?
Over there, trying to free the goddess Hathor.
Uh-oh, doctor.
Run!
Well, you're more like your old self.
I try my best.
Scarabs, pursue. Pursue.
So, we're being chased through a palace by killer golden beetles. Jogging memories?
A few.
What did Sutekh say? You'd hidden your mind from him?
I knew he was coming. It couldn't hurt. Also, I needed the spade.
So you said. Oh, this way.
No, this way.
Well, I've got nothing planned.
Not really. Stairs. Monsters hate them. Sometimes.
Oh, how long have you been here?
Nearly 20 years.
All that time you knew he was coming?
I did.
And you didn't think to build any defences in the palace?
No.
Oh, they're gaining on us.
Well, perhaps just the one. Through here, my chamber, quickly.
Unexpected item in the bagging area.
What the?
I based it on something I found in my pocket. I think I stole it from Budgeons here. It annoyed me. Took a while to get the lasers right. The cat god, Bast, kept chasing the tiny red dots around the carpet.
What?
Kidding, I think.
So,
yes.
Where is your brain exactly?
Still in storage. Needed a clear out. Sorry I don't remember you better. Hello, Benny.
Doctor, it's good to, you.
Yes, it is rather.
Ah, you're an idiot.
It rather seems that way, doesn't it?
Hatshepsut.
Ah, that woman.
That woman loves you. And you've left her with that monster.
Yes, I have, and I don't know what to do.
Oh, you're still not the doctor, are you?
Not enough.
Ah, stay here. I still have the Eye of Horus. I'll get it to her.
Look around you, Queen of Nothing. Moments ago, you ruled the world. Now, no one will meet your eye.
Understandable. They're all weak. Especially Tutmosis.
My lady.
Oh, you silly boy.
Don't address me like that. How dare you address me like that? Do something to her. Make her pay.
Very well.
Yes, go on, why don't you? Bullying a woman to impress your pet brat. Yes. Yes, very good. How strong you are. Gosh, you, all of you. You're so weak.
Insect.
Yes. Look at you. The big man.
Please, Hatshepsut, take this. It's important. Get away.
No. I shall stand with you.
Yes, stand with her as I shred you apart nerve by nerve.
My lord. Must you?
Silence! Don't question me, insect!
Well, that didn't take long.
Rule of fear.
Oh, more than that. He feeds on fear. Look how strong he is now. I must say, Sutekh, your diet's working well for you.
I am not interested in your opinion.
Listen to me, all of you. Turn away from Sutekh. Ignore him! He'll wither away, become just an old man, a walking husk, nothing! All he is fear!
They lack your spirit! Now, worm, Bow before me. Tell me, where is the doctor?
Shut!
Such defiance. No matter. Your soul is ripe, like a fine wine. So rich, to consume it will be almost a pity. And yet... Take the corpse away for the carrion.
You heard the god. Throw it away.
See. See what you serve, my son.
He sees only too well. And yet, he dare not stop me.
Benny.
Oh, where am I? Sorry, I had to ask.
You're in a tomb.
Oh.
It's all right. It's my tomb.
Ah.
While you've been asleep, the palace coup's got on. The seal was up here. You thought you were dead. I thought you were dead.
I feel dead.
Sutek should have killed you with his gaze. Maybe he's not strong enough to use the full force of his Osirian psionic projection. Is that right?
Yeah, sounds like it. Oh. Oh, it's musty in here.
Yes, the dead don't need to breathe. I'm afraid the air is getting rather thin.
Nice tomb, though. Very, grand.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you're not disappointed. Nice place to die.
Huh?
But it'll be worth it. My project. I had unfinished business with Sutek. I was with a girl, Ace, in a pyramid. I touched the Eye of Horus and found myself here. And a plan formed.
Oh, not one of your plans.
Took a lot of studying. Osirian science. Learning how they build. The precise focusing and harnessing of mental energy through architecture.
The obelisks? A psionic network?
Well, I prefer pyramid power. Oh, the calculations it took. My brain working overtime, building a barrier of positive thought, preventing the triumph of Sutek for 10,000 years.
But he's triumphing upstairs right now.
Oh, but that's just a fraction of him. And he'll easily be defeated. Provided the king's able to get the Eye of Horus in place.
Ah.
You did give it to her, didn't you?
I've just realized what protected me from Sutek's blast.
Oh, Benny!
My son.
I am no son of yours.
No, I guess not. I'd have hoped for better. Oh, well.
Hurry up!
Yes, that's right, boys. Do hurry up, sealing me away in my rooms. And... my dear handmaidens, do stop crying. At least you're not being bricked up with me. Are they not, are they? Tell me you've not gone all old-fashioned. That would be so dull.
No. My Lord Sutek needs servants.
Like a fat prince needs sweetmeats. Those poor girls. Hush now. You can see what he is, can't you?
He has shown me what you are. You plotted against me. You would have had me killed, keeping the kingdom for yourself.
Tut now, tut, really.
Shut up, I'm the king!
Yes, kings always talk in that tone of voice. Very regal.
I shan't be spoken to like this by you. You stole my kingdom. You made pathetic peace with our enemies. No more. Sutek has told me of all the great wars I shall fight in his name.
Yes, I'm sure you will. Where's Camosa?
Your spy.
Your best friend. What, my spy? Hardly. He thought me too dull to tell secrets to. Why? Where is he?
Your traitor's bones bleach in the sand.
Oh. See what Sutek's done to you.
You're not being fair. The workmen have almost finished. Look at the sun. It is the last time you shall see it. You're sealed in your chamber. As the hunger eats you from the inside, feel free to cry out. No one will come.
Don't worry. This wall is very thick. Oh, you builders have done good work. They built my obelisks. Oh, don't feel bad about it, boys. You are simply obeying your king.
And you have no name. Goodbye, heretic. Usurper. Traitor.
Goodbye, my son.
The air's getting stale.
A trifle, isn't it? A plan thousands of years in the making. Ah, well. Everything comes to dust.
If you just told me what you wanted...
Surely you trust me.
Not when you pop up when you shouldn't.
There's something you're not telling me.
Yes, there is, isn't there? How does it feel?
Infuriating.
Here, take it. Have the eye of Horus.
Now? How ironic. Crafted by Horus himself to watch over Sutek. Ah, well.
What are you doing?
Going into a trance. I'll use up less air. Also, I need to go and get something.
My people. Is that right?
Yes.
My people. As your king, Tutmosis, ruler of the two lands, keeper of...
I am impatient.
I am here to reassure you. Many wondered why the god Sutek came here from out of the wastelands after all these generations. He has not come to devour us, but to lead us into a new age of glory. Yes, of glory. For too long, we have let our enemies take advantage of us. No more. No. We shall put them to the sword. In the name of Sutek.
Tutmosis, you have the smell of war on you.
And he's fast asleep. Great. Oh, always knew I'd end my days looking at a tomb. Never thought I'd be walled up inside one. I'll say one thing for you, Doctor. Good taste in carvings. Hang on. I've seen these hieroglyphs before. So, the message to me was from me, a very doctor. So, better remember this correctly, otherwise, oh, who cares? Upstairs there's a flying barge and an ancient gods ending the world. Dear Benny, this is your last diary entry. So, Benny, pyramid on Mars, terrible danger.
My people, we are going to do some smiting. Go arm yourselves for war. And craftsmen, I order you to pick up your chisels. Go out into the two lands. Wherever you find the name of the imposter king, strike it out. Obliterate the name Hatshepsut. It shall never be spoken again. Eternity must forget her. Destroy her name. an appeaser, a coward, a heretic, a woman. When she sails into the afterlife, her barge must not reach heaven. Her spirit shall be scattered to the winds. Yesterday, they roared her name. Today, mine.
You have learned the lesson of kings. I have a coronation gift for you, my Pharaoh. One that shall herald our triumph. This has lain hidden in the sands. It took me many eons of searching to find it. But I give it to you.
What is it?
The Eye of Suti. It has watched over my kingdom, and it shall guard yours. It contains all my power. Have it placed atop the grand obelisk, and my triumph shall be complete. We shall be the lords of eternity.
They've forgotten my name. The world has forgotten me.
But I haven't.
Oh, my doctor.
Hello, my king.
They could at least have walled us up together. Then we could have gone out fighting.
Each other.
But still. How are you here?
I've walked into your dreams. I've come to say goodbye and to apologize.
You want something.
Perhaps. You know me too well.
I do, don't I? And yet, I feel as though I never knew you at all. Did you ever love me?
Does that matter now?
You know it does.
I've spent lifetimes answering questions, and yet, for once, I've got nothing.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not sure I can say it.
I loved you. There. I've no problem saying it.
And I... Well, I met a lot of people who wanted to rule the world, and you're the only one I'd ever have liked to see do it. I'd have broken every law of time to make that happen. I'd have defied gods and empires and battle fleets just to see you win and to stand by your side.
That'll do nicely.
But now Sutek stepped into your shadow.
It hurts to see everything we've worked so hard for swept away. To see that thing take my son.
I'm sorry.
Will Tutmosis be a good ruler?
Oddly, yes. He does a lot of the right things, just for the wrong reasons.
I wish he could have gone to Punt like we wanted. To have seen the heavens, then he'd have understood. Silly boy. Still... All for nothing now.
Yes, I know. I am sorry. I just wanted to come and say that to you and to take back something I lent you. A parting gift.
Oh, that. You may have it. Have it with a kiss.
Thank you.
Will it take long to die?
Oh, forever. Now... It's my turn to give you something.
At last, my triumph. The Eye of Sutek is in place. My age of eternity begins. I can feel the power of life surging through my limbs. And such a great hunger. Go out, Tutmosis. Go out into the sands and destroy.
Must finish message. No use. Can't. guess you're not coming back, Doctor. You idiot. Guess we've really lost this time.
What? What is that, my lord? Is it the door to heaven?
It is. The gate to my heaven. The Eye of Sutek draws on the power of the years and opens up the door to my eternal triumph. All that you shall do in my name, the strength, the blood, the suffering, I cast it into the future, and I go to drink it. The wasting of forever. Isis, Osiris, Horus, you fought me, and you lost. I outlasted you. Nothing remains to bar the way to my triumph. With the Eye of Sutek in place, humanity shall swim in a sea of blood for thousands of years. And when that sea dries, I shall walk upon its bed.
Safe journey, my god.
Kill well, Thutmosis. Kill in my name. I cast out my net, and I step into a bang-bang.
My lord, look into the sky. The barge of the heretic's barge. It's floating free.
What?
Hello, darling.
How? How did you escape?
I had a very good architect. He left me a back door.
Oh,
don't worry. I'll leave you to fight your nasty little wars. I'm sailing off into heaven after all.
Come back.
I'd rather think not. I'll go to Punt. I'll be sure of a warm welcome there.
I order you to come back.
Order yourself, horse, my love. Now you're king, it's time you learned that you don't get everything you want by shouting. Rule wisely, my idiot son. I am sorry I let you down. Goodbye.
Travel well, Hatshepsut. Goodbye, mother.
Peter, I'm sorry.
Hello, Benny. It's getting to be a bit of a habit, this. The TARDIS was still tracking me up. Hold on. Is that...
Ah, Ace. There you are. Brilliant. Gently now, Benny. Shallow breath. We'll get you into the TARDIS.
So you're alive, then?
Yes. Sorry for leaving you there, Benny. I had to go and get the rest of my brain back. I'd left it with the Pharaoh, compressed and stored in hers. All back to normal and... the smell of jasmine and honey. Bon voyage, my king.
Doctor, you all right?
He was going to be queen.
What?
Doctor, what about Sutek?
Sutek's taken over my obelisks. Instead of the Eye of Horus... The Eye of Sutek is in place. Instead of a network of goodwill, Earth will eventually be laid waste by a wave of pure evil spreading across time. Nothing can stop the triumph of Sutek. So, in the meantime, have you ever been to Punt?
What? You can't!
Lovely little world. Always been meaning to pop by while there's time.
What's happening?
No! Time's falling apart. Not yet, not yet.
That face. Hanging there. Sutek.
Where I tread, I bring dust and darkness. I find that good.
It started, and now nothing can stop it. Triumph of Sutek.
Can you hear that, Professor? Something's coming through. A radio signal from Mars.
Good Lord.
Can you boost it?
Good Lord. Great Lord. I hear you.
It's so loud. Inside my head. What are you doing? Keep away.
Sutek. Sutek. Sutek.
I bring Sutek's gift of death to all humanity.